Jelly Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you five times each week by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. The Skelly Oil Company, you know, was the originator of tailor-made gasoline. And tonight, I'm going to tell you something I just found out about Mitten. Yeah, that's right, Mitten. You know, the three little kittens lost their mittens, those things. Well, now, what I found out about mittens is this. You see, we have different kinds of mittens for different parts of the country and for different kinds of weather. Way up in northern Minnesota and Wisconsin, they put on two pairs of woolen mittens and a pair of leather ones besides sometimes. Not quite so far north, around, Iowa and Illinois, for instance, a single pair of mittens will do if they're good and heavy. And further south, a pair of good fleece-lined gloves will keep the frost out of your fingertips. And way down south, of course, well, gloves are just something to dress up in or work with. And mittens, well, they hardly know what mittens are for. Well, now, and here's the point of the whole story. Think of this. Wouldn't it be silly if all these folks that wear all these different kinds of gloves and mittens, wouldn't it be silly if they all tried to use the same kind of gasoline in their cars? Why, of course it would. They need different kinds of gasoline just as much as they need different kinds of mittens. They need gasoline that's tailor-made to fit their weather. Isn't that right? So look, when you're out driving, watch for the big red, white, and blue sign that marks every Skelly service station. Because that's where you can get Skelly tailor-made gasoline. You see, Skelly tailor-made gasoline is weather-right. Because it's tailor-made to fit the weather in each part of the country where it's sold. It's weather-right for your car wherever you buy it. So remember what I told you about mittens. Wear mittens that are made for your kind of weather and use gasoline that's weather-right, too. That's Skelly tailor-made gasoline, good old Skelly Aromax. Tell Dad to try a tank full tomorrow. And now to Captain Midnight. The famous pilot, Chuck Ramsey and Ivan Shark, are all suddenly trapped in the flooded water dungeon of the old Aztec temple. Shark's plan of escape has gone wrong, and yesterday, as the water in the chamber neared the ceiling, Captain Midnight instructed Chuck to take a deep breath and to follow him. Then they dove beneath the surface, leaving Shark behind. In the meantime, above and in another part of the temple, Senor Pareda and Patsy are where Captain Midnight and Chuck left them. They're becoming terribly worried. Listen, as Patsy says.
I can't understand it, Senor Pareda. Captain Midnight and Chuck should have been back by this time.
Si, mi senorita. But they have not been gone too long. Perhaps they will soon be here.
But, Senor Pareda, those screams and those shots, what do you think they meant?
I do not know, senorita. But El Capitan Midnight and Senor Chuck Ramsey, they will find out.
Well, I do think we ought to go and look for them, senor. Perhaps something has happened. Perhaps they're in trouble.
If they have run into trouble, senorita, El Capitan Midnight can give a good account of himself, even against Von Griff and Lutro.
The only one I don't think is bad is that pilot named Zollinger. He actually helped us.
And as El Capitan Midnight has said,
that perhaps Zollinger was being forced to fly for Ivan Shark against his will. But, gee, hadn't we better do something about Captain Midnight and Chuck? We could... Oh, look, here comes Pinky and Slim.
Hi there, Patsy.
Have you heard anything from Captain Midnight yet?
No, Slim, and I'm getting worried about them. I think we ought to go and look for them.
How long have been gone now, Senor Paradi?
It ain't Senor Paradi. Get it right, can't you? It's Senor Pareda.
It is about 20 minutes, Senor Pinky.
Well, that ain't so long, Patsy. They hardly had time to look around yet.
I don't know about that. It don't look good to me. Captain Midnight usually gets things done in a hurry. I think we ought to go and investigate.
He's just as saying that to be contrary to me.
No, I ain't neither. We ain't doing right by not seeing what's happened to them.
There ain't nothing to that. They're all right, Patsy. Now, you just be patient and they'll be back in a few minutes.
Now, don't you be a-listening to no such talk, Senor Paredes. While Pinky and me's waiting here, and something's bad's going to happen to them. Now, you just wait and see.
No, we ain't neither.
Please, me senors, this is not time for the argument.
I'll tell you what let's do. Let's go down this passageway just for a short distance and see if we can't find out something. If we don't, we'll come right back.
By the great grizzly, we should have started 5 minutes ago. Come on, Pinky.
And now we flash back to shortly after 12 o'clock, when the water in the underground chamber was reaching the ceiling. Lutro and Von Griff had captured Fury Shark and prevented her from opening the stone door through which Shark had planned to escape. We find them standing over Fury within sound of the waterfall. Lutro has cast the beam of his flashlight on his wristwatch. Listen as he says.
It is 4 minutes after 12, Von Griff.
Good. They must be done for in that water chamber now.
You cannot do this. You are inhuman. You are monsters.
Listen to who's talking.
Shut up, Senorita Shark. Von Griff.
Yes, Lutro, what is it?
Step this way with me.
Open that door. I tell you, open that door.
Shut up or I'll be forced to shoot you.
What do you want, Lutro?
Let us step away farther.
We have another job to do now.
Yes, see me, amigo. I'm thinking of that.
We want Paredes cattle and his treasure. We must do...
Shh, not so loud. Here, this will be all right. But speak in the low tone.
All right. We've got to get Paredes and the rest of them.
Come. Let us go now.
But what are you going to tell him?
It is simple, mi amigo. We say we have come to tell El Capitan Midnight the bad news.
What bad news?
This bad news, that Ivan Shark and his daughter are in the temple.
That's the idea. He'll think we're trying to help them.
See, we make of them the friend, then they are not suspicious of us.
That's the way to do it. It'll be
quiet, mi amigo. Do not make the noise.
What's wrong?
There are the people who come this way. Do not make the noise.
How much further, Patsy?
Well, just a little further, Pinky.
I do not like this, mi amigo. Perhaps we should go back.
Oh, sure. If we come this far, we might just as well go a little further.
Yes, si, senor. That would be most advisable.
Quick, Flynn. Get your gun up.
Who is this man?
Calm down, everybody. It's just a couple of friends.
I know who it is. It's Von Griffin, that man named Lutro. I wouldn't call them friends.
Si, senorita, you are most right. We have come to help you.
That sure is a good one.
He tells the truth, I assure you. Where is Captain Midnight? We must see him at once.
El Capitan Midnight? But we would like to... But tell me, perhaps you would know where El Capitan Midnight is. But, my dear senor, we believe El Capitan Midnight is with you. That is why we come this way. We have the important information for it.
There are other people in the temple.
We overhear the conversation a few minutes ago. It is between the man who stays at the Pareda Hacienda and his daughter. It is the man you call Ivan Shark.
This is terrible.
Why, the great
Wilhelm! Ivan Shark! Are you telling the truth?
Si, senorita, we do not have the reason to deceive you. We do not like this Ivan Shark. He is the bad man.
I'll say he is, and that ought to make us on the same side. But Captain Midnight said you two couldn't be trusted.
Si, that is what El Capitan Midnight said, and I know it to be true. You do not like me, Senor Paredo. That is why you see such things.
I know you too well, Lutro. You have stolen my cattle many times.
Well, if you people aren't interested in what we told you about Ivan Shark, I guess we better be moving along. Come on, Lutro.
See me, amigo.
Hey, wait a minute. We want to hear more about this here Ivan Shark. Where was it you saw him?
Yes, Von Griff. Tell us where you saw Ivan Shark, because Captain Midnight is...
Patsy, you shouldn't have said it.
So El Capitan Midnight has disappeared, and you are worried because he has not returned. But come, we will take you to the place.
Now you're talking. Come on, let's get it going. If I ever draw a bead on that Ivan Shark, I'll knock him into kingdom come.
What shall we do, Senor Pareda?
Wait, mi amigos. Let us not go too fast. Remember what El Capitan Midnight tells us.
You're going with us, whether you like it or not. Now enough with your hands. Quick, little, cover them.
I have them covered. If you make the false move, senors, you will be dead.
I knew they couldn't be trusted.
No, they'll keep those arms up. You'll march forward. Now, go.
Our scene now changes. You will remember that Lutro and Von Griff left Fury Shark tied hand and foot in a passageway above the water chamber. A dark figure is approaching the place where Fury Shark lies. Listen.
Hey, what's that?
Gelder, it is you. I am so glad to see you.
What are you doing down on the floor?
Oh, quickly, Gelder. We have no time to lose. Out with your pocket knife.
All right. Here it is. What do you want me to do?
My wrists and ankles are bound. Cut them free.
All right away. There. I've got your wrists free.
There is a flashlight somewhere on the floor. Find it quickly.
Yeah, I found it. Hey, who did this to you?
Von Griff and Lutro. They're here in the temple. They overheard Ivan and me.
Well, where's the chief?
I don't know, Galdo. I'm afraid he's dead.
Dead? What are you talking about? The chief ain't so easy to get. Did he have a fight with Captain Midnight?
No. I think Captain Midnight and the boy Chuck Ramsey are dead also. Quick, let me have that flashlight.
All right. Here it is.
There. You see that iron lever?
Yeah, I see it.
Push it to the left, quick.
Okay. Hey, what's this thing for?
Well, I'll tell you later. Quick, follow me down these stairs.
All right. Look out, Fury, there's water ahead.
So I see, Gardo. Oh, I am afraid we are too late.
Well, what's this all about? That water wasn't here yesterday.
Do you not remember, Gardo? The water chamber used by the ancient Aztec kings?
Is that it? Down there?
Yes, Gardo. It is down there. And that is where we will find the body of Ivan Shark, our chief.
Well, what was the chief doing down there?
He laid a trap for Captain Midnight. But Lutro and Von Griff came along and spoiled everything. I was supposed to open the door at the end of 15 minutes. But that time was up almost 10 minutes ago.
Hey, no man can live underwater that long.
Look in the water, Gado. Do you see the open door?
Yeah, I see it. Under the water.
I will direct the beam of my flashlight into the water. You will take a deep breath, and you will go under the water and look inside the door.
Me go into that water?
Go, I tell you. We must know the truth.
Well, I don't like this, but I'll do it.
Hurry, Dad, oh, hurry. He's finding the door. The beam of my flashlight is bright. He will see. Oh, Ivan, I will promise you this. I will hunt Lutro and Von Griff down if I have to go to the end of the world. I'll forget them, Gado. What did you see, Gado?
Hey, there ain't no bodies in there, Fury. I'm sure of it. There ain't nobody in there at all.
Well, can Gardo be right? Have Captain Midnight and Chuck and Ivan Shark, too, all escaped from a terrible death? And meanwhile, what is happening to Senor Pareda, Patsy Donovan, and the old miners, Pinky and Slim? Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. Now, here's something your dad should hear about. Skelly gasoline is tailor-made for quick starting in your weather. It's weather-right for your car. So it not only helps you start faster, it gives you faster pickup, too. If you want your car to pull out in front of traffic, if you want your family car to be the first to get away when it starts at a traffic light, you just ask Dad to try Skelly tailor-made gasoline. And once he tries it, he'll say it's a grand gasoline. And I'll bet he uses it from then on. And boy, oh boy, will you be proud of the way your family car starts. And the way it steps out ahead of the rest on the road. Yes, sir. For fast starts and real pickup, tell Dad to try Skelly tailor-made Aeromax gasoline tonight. And don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight. Brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Until tomorrow, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly man, saying goodbye and happy landing!